This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend before Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
Many of y'all are going to be bailing out, or maybe you've already bailed out for, you know, relatives or or maybe the hunting lease.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you're heading hunting, we got a great guest for you.
Oh.
It's our annual visit with Justin Spring, Boone and Crockett Clubs. Call him keeper of all things big.
Okay.
You know, he's the record keeper. And really some interesting information. I mean, great source of information. We know it's the original conservation group.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And, but some great information. They've just come out with their periodic book. And this book covers 2019 to 2022.
Okay,
or 2021, I guess, actually. 3 years. And was asking him, with the drought that's been widespread, with COVID, have you noticed a difference? And he goes, funny you mention that.
So we're gonna
delve into that information. Okay. Also, other tools that are available as you are continuing to improve your field judging skills. We've got that. We've got some outdoor news. We've got a little Texas history for you.
Mm.
So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Yes, we were looking to the future during the break. And
go ahead. Go tell what you did. Just go ahead. Tell them.
Okay, well, Bill's talking about trying to get a new vehicle because you got so many miles on old paint now. You said you might wait till 24. And I said, yeah, then they're going to be all electric, knowing how much you love to plug things in like that.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, that no, I guarantee.
Got a big solar panel on top of it.
No, no, ain't going to happen.
No, okay.
I actually saw an electric vehicle on the showroom floor when I bought this.
Oh, did you see the Lightning?
Yeah.
The F-150 Lightning?
Yeah. That big area where the engine used to be?
The frunk.
Perfect for a generator.
Yeah, right.
All right, let me get a little Texas history in
yes,
here.
Yes, please.
Because Thursday of this week, that would have been November 17th in 1835,
okay.
Ohioans came to the aid of Texas with the Twin Sisters. Interesting story, okay?
Okay.
In 1835, the people of Cincinnati decided to aid the cause of the Texas Revolution by raising funds to procure two cannons. Since the United States, another time, were taking an official stance of neutrality.
Right.
Toward the rebellion in Texas, the citizens of Cincinnati referred to their cannon as hollow ware.
Okay.
Okay. The two guns, probably six pounders, were manufactured in a foundry in Cincinnati, then shipped down the Mississippi to New Orleans. The cannon arrived in Galveston at the beginning of 1836, accompanied by the family of Dr. Charles Rice. The guns were presented to Representative Texas under the sponsorship of Dr. Rice's twin daughters, Elizabeth and Eleanor. Someone in the crowd may notice the fact that there were two sets of twins in the crowd, okay?
Right.
And therefore, the cannons became known as the Twin Sisters.
Very good.
Okay, kind of neat stuff.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Oh, I got some stuff. Our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the SHOT Show is just a couple of months away. Anyway, just people helping people, man. Sig Sauer announced their sixth annual Sig Sauer Charity Golf Tournament, and it raised over $125,000 for honored American veterans afield. It was held August 6th in New Hampshire. This annual event is hosted by Sig Sauer in support of that organization. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. That is cool. I saw something about SHOT Show. The Trade Show News Network recognized the SHOT Show as the 2022 Comeback Award winner for Exhibitor Excellence at the annual T Awards. And
yeah, I chickened out on that one.
Oh, what's that?
Because I didn't make 22. You know, a friend of mine that was going to see out there said, "Don't come." They had 6,000 new COVID cases the day before she called me.
And
they had a lot of COVID cases because of all the people that were there New Year's. And it just went nuts. And my buddy that was going with me has a very weak immune system. So we decided to hang loose. Because I'm interested to see now, because the center there at the Sands Convention Center, it's a mess because it's all these big banquet rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in crazy sections and stuff. It's not like a big L like the Vegas Convention Center is. But now they've expanded with a walkover bridge across Sands Avenue to a new convention center built by Caesars. And they've combined that with it. And I haven't seen that
yet.
So
now you have the catacomb as well as
the bridge
walkover.
Over. Yeah, right. Right. So it'll be interesting. Here's something here, too. This guy's a legend. October 12th, Bass Pro Shops founder and CEO Johnny Morris was given the distinction of honorary life director by the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation at the 18th annual Wine, Wheels, and Wildlife event. This designation was created by their board of directors to recognize an individual who has made significant contributions to conservation, hunting, and fishing, and who strongly supports the CSF's mission to work with Congress, governors, and state legislators to protect and advance hunting, angling, recreational shooting, and trapping.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Any of our listeners' friends that live north of the Mason-Dixon line are in what we refer to as the subarctic of our country,
okay,
remind them that, you know, those that live in rural areas or have ranches, we leave it as we found it.
Yes.
And have them check the gaps and gates, because somebody left some stuff open to, as this chill air is filtered down into the Lone Star State.
Right.
Into the southern part of the Lone Star State, okay? Northern part, they're kind of used to it, you
Correct.
Know? Looking at the weather calendar, and of course, we're based out of Houston. It's going to change where you live. But we're going to be cool. I mean, in the 50s, with highs even in the 40s in the coming week, you know, during Thanksgiving. And then the weekend following Thanksgiving here in Houston, we're going to jump back up into the lower to mid-70s.
Right.
Before we fall back off again.
Yeah, what was the old bit? Nothing stands in the way of anything between Amarillo and Canada.
Right. Had forgotten that one.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Right.
Listen, whatever you all do, Harold and I both want to remind you, be safe on the road.
Yes.
Well as in the field or on the water.
Uh-huh.
We know a lot of you will be out there. When we think hunting, so many thinks it's all with our feet on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some great waterfowl that's going on, great reports coming in from southwest Louisiana all the way down the Texas coast. All the way south, birds have shown up in great numbers down the lower Laguna Madre already.
Yeah.
But wear your PFD, kill switch with the boat. Be sure your safe zones of fire, you know. Be sure of what's beyond your target.
And be sure it's not a whooping crane.
Oh, yeah. That would be expensive.
Right.
That would really put a ding in any Christmas giving, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to delve into our best bets outdoor report. We're going to find out which fuel-fired vehicle Harold's been driving.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back in this portion of Texas Outdoor News brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. You know, I was talking to someone this week, Harold, and they were talking about thermal imagery. I said, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to use it for observation purposes? You're going to put it on a firearm? He goes, huh?
Oh.
And I said, you might want to look into it. And that's one of the first decisions.
Informed, yeah.
Right.
Well, something you've said before, too, though, that's kind of cool. Obviously, I've used one for hunting for the first time, and amazing.
Right.
But you talked about also using it for scouting.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And scouting is really important. In the hunting segment, delve into something that's not talking about thermal imagery that's come available, a change in regulations. But, yeah, you can eliminate unproductive ground where there's no critters there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Much like what anglers do, eliminating unproductive water, you know, at different times of the year. Night ride comes to mind. You've got a number, Zeiss, Burris, others, manufacturers that are making great thermal imagery equipment that really would match well with certain different calibers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The ballistics and matching it up. There's a lot to it, and if you're not informed, and you go online and go, oh, well, this looks neat. All right, this is the price I can afford. Uh-huh. May not be what you're really looking
right for.
Folks at Third Coast Thermal will help you out there. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday will be rated as fair. This Sunday's a good one. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are a trio of best days. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday slips to fair. Next Sunday is another good day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Friday and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until right around sunset. On Wednesday, November the 23rd, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll each have a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day. Friday is a three tide day with two highs and one low. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low.
All right, heading to the coast. Again, we're dealing with north winds, and it's a pretty simple pattern this time of year. When the north wind blows, tides drop out, water falls, and any bait, fish, back in the back lake or marsh areas, move into the bay, look around deeper water channels and deeper water depths for your best fishing, and slow your retrieve down. Water temperatures are starting to drop, and they're going to continue to drop with this persistent cooler weather. Mid-coast area, again, back lakes, set up either inside or outside of the drain area. Basically, just letting fish capitalize on what's available. And then the lower Laguna Madre, one of the best places you can go. Hook up with a guide and go into the Brownsville Ship Channel. Phenomenal snook fishing. I'm talking about big snook. And then just about every other species. And don't forget our state waters out to 9 nautical miles for those red snapper.
Oh, okay.
What's going on in our lakes?
I'm just thinking about that. I was listening to Sirius Radio on my last ranch trip and listening to baby snooks. Are you old enough to remember baby snooks?
No.
You old enough to remember radio shows?
Yeah.
Theatrical radio shows.
Ah.
I love them. The theater of the mind.
Okay.
Anyhow, I haven't had to talk about this one in quite a while, and I always love the name. B.A. Steinhagen. Bass are good in the hydrilla.
How did you pronounce that?
Steinhagen.
I never heard that before. Really?
Okay. You done that? Bass are good in the hydrilla with topwater frogs, chatterbaits, swim baits. What is that? I'm not familiar with this one. Sci swim baits? Is that right? Sci?
Yeah.
Is it a typo? S-I-G-H? Okay. That's what they said. That's what we'll say. And Cinco's in the cypress trees. Okay. Conroe. Still catching good numbers of eater-sized catfish on catfish bubble gum. Seems the average size is getting bigger as the water cools, as usual. Catfish are anywhere from 8 to 30 feet of water. Crappie are in and near structure in 13 to 23 feet of water, with minnows outperforming jigs. The fish have been more active after the cooler weather. Got to remember, we don't make up these reports. We get them from the people that are at these lakes, right? Okay, Nacogdoches. Fish are feeding more throughout the day due to cooling water temperatures. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs on brush and standing timber. Big Sam Rayburn. Bass are biting crankbaits, spinnerbaits, jigs on shallow points and the backs of creeks, ledges. Carolina rigs and cranks are working. Crappie are migrating from brush to the creeks in 12 to 14 feet of water, hanging out on brush and timber in 27 feet of water. Bass drop. Lake bass drop fishing is good, throwing topwaters and square bill or shallow crankbaits and wake baits around the grass lines in 5 to 10 feet of water early in the morning. Belton.
Excellent fall fishing for white bass right now and will continue until the surface temperature hits around 58 to 60 degrees. The Veterans Day cold front brought a large surge of seagulls with it, and they are now in sufficient numbers. Those birds, watch them. They're going to help point the way to those fish. Fayette, bass are good on points and along dam rocks, and various shad color crankbaits and plastics are working. Limestone, crappie are on brush and standing timber in 10 to 20 feet of water, biting minnows. Largemouth bass are in 2 to 7 feet of water on docks, rocks, stumps, using chatterbaits and rattle traps. Palestine, bass are good between and out in front of boathouses, using shimmy shakers, small crankbaits, and small worms, are on points with a Carolina rig to Waconee. Water temperatures have dropped to that magical 70-degree mark, and when this happens, a lot changes on that lake. Eggs are starting to develop for white bass and stripers, and they begin feeding more often and more aggressively. These fish have been good under seagulls using swim baits on cloudy, windy days. Texoma, striped bass are good under birds from 20 to 60 feet all over the lake on slabs and swim baits. Largemouth and smallmouth bass fishing is great on live shad along the south end of the lake, on the boulders and the gravel bars.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir bass are out on points and rocky drops, using shad-colored baits and Texas rig plastics in watermelon and pumpkin seed. Choke Canyon, crappie are good in 12 to 16 feet of water on brush piles and standing timber with live minnows. Lake Corpus Christi, catfish are good in 10 to 15 feet of water on cut perch and soap baits. Largemouth bass are good in 5 to 10 feet of water on deep water cranks and jigs. Falcon, catfish are good in 10 to 12 feet of water around the mouths of creek channels with shrimp or stink bait. Larger fish are being caught on cut bait. Bass are good on rocks in 10 to 25 feet of water. Crappie are good on vertical timber in 15 to 30. And Lake Coleman, we've got hybrid stripers are good on rattle trips, traps, and slabs. Meredith, it's our walleye lake. They're good on artificials, minnows, and crawlers in 30 feet of water under bait balls.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Canyon, bass are shallow with chatterbaits and spinnerbaits. Fish are moving into deeper brush piles and rock piles as the water temperature declines, biting on drop shots. LBJ, catfish are excellent with punch bait in 20 to 25 feet of water. Crappie continue to be good with chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water. Travis, bass are biting well on Lake Travis, both deep and shallow. Small crankbaits are good around shallow cover, and spinnerbaits around stained water are producing as well. Jerkbaits will start to shine as the water continues to fall in the temperature area we're talking about. Water's not falling. The temperature is falling. Topwater bite is still on, but will end soon.
All right, on the hunting scene, our regular first split duck season in the South Zone continues through November 27th, opening this weekend, Saturday, November 19th through December 4th. The general mule deer season in the Panhandle begins, and then we've got just a plethora of other hunting seasons that are underway. Go to the Outdoor Annual app, one of the best things you can have on you for regulatory bag limits and season opening close dates. Mentioned to you about a regulatory change, and that is in the use of drones. When drones came on, they are illegal to observe, and I think the word was harass, or observe, wild game animals. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. This is in reference to wild hogs, which are not classified as a game animal.
Right.
Okay, but now there's been a clarification where you can use a drone to eliminate that unproductive area.
Okay.
Fly the area, find the hogs, then go shoot them.
Okay.
Okay.
But it has to be hogs you're looking for?
Hogs?
What if you accidentally see a deer or something?
Oh, no, I can't use that. Well, blinders. I mean, put blinders on.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
God forbid that it'd be a whitetail.
Oh, my.
I've often wondered about real estate types and the great videos of ranches that are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see an animal running going, wait a minute, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the enforcement aspect is but just to let you know.
Just be careful out there.
Yeah. When you're hunting wild pigs, it's okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
On or off-road, Harold?
Oh, no, both, but something. Huh? You're going to love this one, though, because it's everything. It's gas, it's a hybrid, and a plug-in.
It's confused.
It's got it all. It's the 2022 Volvo XC60 Recharge T8 Inscription Extended Range.
Well, okay. There you go.
These are great cars. There was a joke years ago. It was a movie about advertising. There was a joke ad in there, Volvo, boring to look at, but the safest car you can get.
Right.
Okay, but these things have always, safety has always been in the forefront of Volvos anyway, but they really added a tremendous amount of style. We had to get used to that sort of simple Scandinavian type thing that they did, but always great quality. And this thing is an amazing vehicle. It is solid. It is safe. It is luxurious. It's a midsize premium SUV. It is all-wheel drive. Between the turbocharged engine and the extra goodies, pumping out 455 horsepower. Mm. So it'll bring home the bacon. Made it to an 8-speed transmission with all kinds of adjustments and four-wheel modes and drive modes and different settings and rocks and mud and stuff. I mean, very capable vehicle. The safety and security, I mean, it's got it all. I could go for days on that with their driver alert systems, their lane changing, the automatic braking and collision avoidance, luxury and convenience, Napa leather interior on this thing, a lot of wood surfaces, ventilated, cooled and heated front seats, which is really, really nice. Heated steering wheel, which the kind of weather we're having now feels really, really good. Good looking vehicle, too. Extras on this, like I said, the Napa leather. Their power adjustable side support front seats, these bolsters. I mean, you can adjust all of that to hold you in there really nice. I mentioned, of course, the wood appliques on there. Headlamp cleaner, how about that? 3,500 pounds of towing, a Bowers and Wilkins sound system, 1,400 watts coming out of 15 speakers. So you don't have to worry about listening to any road noise. Power-operated tailgate, air suspension, 20-inch, beautiful diamond-cut alloy wheels. Good-looking vehicle. Base on it is 62. This one, with everything you could get, was 72, but just super luxurious on an air purification system with the AC. And this thing's got a bunch. When you kick the electric in, you're looking at duplicating 63 miles per gallon if you had gas in it, 28 miles per gallon on gasoline only. And if you plug it in, you can go 35 miles just on the electricity. In town, that works out really well. Anyway, check the thing out, though. Check out their lineup, because it's just really great-looking cars. This is from the 22 model, the Volvo XC60 Recharge T8 Inscription.
How did we obtain the age that we have reached without heated and cool seats?
And we used to drink out of the water hose, too. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
But right. I love heated and cool seats. The first time I had one of those vehicles to test, and I turned it on and didn't tell my late wife, and it started. Beth looked at me. She said, "That's all kind of wrong to me for some reason."
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to check in on all things big with Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. This portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we know about the drought.
Mm-hmm.
We know the rut's underway.
Mm-hmm.
All this is stressful to animals. The amount of fall forbs is rapidly being depleted.
Yep.
You need to be feeding Fortified Cottonseed. It's free choice.
Year round.
As we stated, you know, there's the advantage of limited intake. Reports from ranchers that have been using it now for several years indicate there's a better than 2-to-1 savings over a normal protein regimen.
Cool.
You like it.
Oh, yeah.
Because coons, raccoons.
Raccoons and
hogs
don't mess with it.
They don't.
And I like it with buttermilk on it, too.
Crunchy.
I need my fiber.
But the vitamin pack that's in there is also
great.
What sets it apart from other cottonseed blends. It basically gives what Mother Nature may be depleted or not have available. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch their video and get a better understanding of the entire team and product line. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122, 806-839-2122. They'll deliver it to you. Or stop by your local Tractor Supply.
There you go. Okay? And they're everywhere.
Yeah. We affectionately call our guest today the keeper of all things big in North America, Justin Speer, keeper of records with Boone and Crockett Club. Justin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
We're doing good.
We're trying to stay warm. I'm going to jump in here real quick, Justin. This is Harold, because a lot of us know about Boone and Crockett, but there's some folks out there maybe not. Can you give us just a really short history?
Yep. First conservation organization started by Theodore Roosevelt in 1887. You know, kind of the history of conservation in North America is that of the Boone and Crockett Club. Most people know about our records program that we began keeping records in 1906, revised the system in 1950, and are still doing it today to gauge wildlife management successes and failures.
Yeah, and, you know, more than just the conservation group, the initiatives that you all have, the Keeper of Fair Chase, and you have a plethora of, I mean, just a library of information that is available at y'all's website. Let's talk a little bit before we get into the new book that's out, but let's talk about the score sheets, the all-time record books, things that are available, you know, available from y'all.
Yeah, I mean, if you get on our website, there's online scoring calculators, there's personal trophy databases where you can score all your own trophies and save them there. There's the merchandise section that has, you know, Fair Chase apparel. Like you mentioned, a lot of the books. There's a scoring kit we have out now that you can get that includes basically everything that our official majors use. There's a smaller score chart in there that you can kind of use in the field. So there's all kinds of fun stuff on there. And then, you know, each different section on there, you know, the lead, the different positions the club has and whatnot, you can spend quite a bit of time on the website. So, yeah, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and the website address is Boone, B-O-O-N-E, hyphen, Crockett, that's with two T's,
Boone-Crockett.org. Boone-Crockett.org.
Those are kind of famous last names, aren't they?
I think I've heard of those fellas.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how detailed we're going to get, but when we were setting this up and visiting, you mentioned to me that y'all have come out with a new book. And if I remember correct, you said it covers the years 2019 through 2021. Is that correct? 3 years worth?
Yep, that's correct. All of our records are broken down into three-year period, and so any entry that was received in that time period is listed and, you know, ranked in the 31st Big Game book. We just finished up our convention that we do every 3 years this summer. It was in July in Missouri, and now we've got the book that is supposed to be showing up anytime. We're taking pre-orders right now.
All right, we're coming into a mid-show break, but let's go ahead and start this conversation because there is so much to cover. Much of the country's been in a drought. Certainly Texas has been. We dealt with 2 years of the pandemic, or also known as COVID.
Uh-huh.
Any change in the number of records or entries that have come in during that time frame?
Yeah, I mean, we were down a little bit, not to the point where we were, you know, worried about it, but generally speaking, over the last, you know, well, since our started keeping records, it's been on an upward trend. We've kind of plateaued, and this was one of the first ones that we saw a little bit of a drop, and it's definitely certain categories. You know, whitetail were down a bit. We had more black bears entered this past 3 years than we ever have before. You know, the Canadian entries did seem to be down a bit. I'm hoping it was COVID. You know, you see, the caribou species and whatnot all were down compared to what we've seen. Grizzly bears obviously have dropped significantly, but that could be attributed to British Columbia losing their grizzly bear season. And so while it's down, there wasn't anything in there that had me alarmed saying your wildlife populations were struggling by any means. I think it's just more a factor of, you know, what we were dealing with the last 3 years as hunters in, you know, the country.
Okay. All right. That's a good overview. Why don't we take a break and we'll delve in with more detail into this new book as well as other aspects of Boone and Crockett with Justin Spring, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Agriculture. It's the backbone of what makes our world go round. For more than a century, Capital Farm Credit has been providing agricultural financing to Texans. Our mission goes beyond making loans. We put agriculture first. We're your partner. We're your trusted advisor. We're your friend, because together, we're better.
It's time to block the calendar for the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo 2023. Hi, I'm DSC Chief Executive Officer Corey Mason, and I am personally inviting you to this crown jewel of conservation. The DSC Convention and Sporting Expo is back at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 5th through the 8th. Hunts, guns, jewelry, clothing, and so much more. Please plan to join us and find more details at biggame.org.
All right, we continue our conversation with someone that I actually know their correct name. I think I introduced him wrong, and I stumbled as we were heading into the break. We're talking with Justin Spring, not Justin Spear, okay?
Another friend.
Another friend.
Yeah, right.
Justin, if I did that, I know on the front end, our producer said, "You know that you called him Spear," and I went, "No, my apologies."
Oh well,
I'm sure I've been called a lot worse. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about some of the numbers, you know, down, because also I know some people like shut their operations during COVID, lodges and stuff like that. There are a lot of places that did shut down because of that, so that would have certainly impacted a lot of the hunting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, for example, I was looking at the cougar numbers, we're down 15%, you know, but if you look at the numbers that we usually see from British Columbia, that's a very good location for big mountain lions. You know, a lot of people not being able to go, I think that did definitely translate into a drop in entries.
As you mentioned, these other places, so you guys cover U.S. and Canada, or what, you know, what do you cover as far as the book?
We we are North America, so U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and we, for our purposes, we define, you know, the North American continent cuts off right at the southern border of Mexico as far south as we go.
Well, and we're talking about native North American game, not exotics or introduced species, which is pretty cool. In fact, Justin did a hunt shortly after I came back from Canada's north fishing trip from
Justin,
Canada's northwest.
Justin Spring,
yes, we're talking about that Justin, right? And he did a hunt for a muskox, and my goodness, I don't think there's anything that says North America more than that unique looking muskox. And you got a heck of a bull, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. That was a pretty cool trip, and you know, the whole experience, the cultural experience up there, I mean, it made it. You know, muskox, they aren't necessarily the hardest animal to really get onto, but you know, just getting up there and you know, meeting the people that live up there and all that definitely made it one of my most memorable hunts, even though it wasn't as difficult as some of the endeavors I've taken on.
Yeah, okay. Justin, I'll get into a bit about the use of the information, because I don't want people to think that it's just, you know, hunters beating their chest and look at this rack. This information goes to a lot of good uses, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, we're working with different researchers, you know, on different tactics. I mean, wildfires in certain areas, they're looking to say, maybe this prevalence of wildfire, are we seeing an increasing antler growth because of the forage supply? And so we always use this stuff. I mean, when we're training our measures, we take into account that this is a scientific data set. I mean, it's citizen science, you know, in the truest sense, but at the same time, all of our training and everything is done to the level where it will, you know, potentially stand up to peer review should somebody want to use it in a more, you know, controversial type discussion.
All right. We're talking with Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett Club and their website, boone-crockett.org. Let me ask you, in the search engines on the website, can you set parameters, say, Northwest Colorado counties for elk, you know, past 10-year records? I mean, is there any way to kind of define an area to see trends as you're evaluating potential hunt areas?
Yeah, so I mean, we have Big Game Records Live that's open to, you know, anybody that wants to sign up for that application basically has access to the same database that I'm using, and there is, you know, ways to search by state and county. You know, we do everything in terms of our recording, you know, by county and state. We never release any more information than that, even if somebody gives me the unit they were in or the GPS coordinates. The public-facing information is just county and state, but you can sort, you know, by those factors easily on that Big Game Records Live page that's on the website.
You know, for years I have said that of the antlered species, that mule deer were probably the most prestigious because they've got some challenges that they have to overcome,
right.
The country that they reside, things of that nature. In fact, in Texas, I think before we actually understood the life cycle of mule deer, there was a push to try to get a special subspecies because our mule deer were not making the grade. That's now changed, and we've got animals that have made Boone and Crockett. Are you seeing mule deer or any other species where, wow, there's been an uptick, or gee, management practices in that state, you know, seems to be doing well? Anything that's caught your eye?
Yeah, mule deer is interesting. I mean, overall as a category it's down, but we did have one of the top entries, you know, all these every category we invite the top five entries to our banquet that, like I said, we had in July, and one of them was a Texas non-typical mule deer. And that, in my recollection, is the first time we had, you know, a Texas deer make that cut. But overall, you know, Colorado generally produces way more mule deer, like three times more than any other state, and even they were down this last year. So, you know, Texas is kind of one of the few positives that we are seeing in the whole mule deer category.
I visited with you earlier this year because on my bucket list is to do a free range bison hunt. And you know, I'm of the position that if I have time to go hunt, and should I be so fortunate to see a big animal and harvest it,
right,
I'd like for it to be considered or accepted by Boone and Crockett. Bison has a unique situation because there's just certain states that you all recognize as the most purebred, managed by state, free range, that criteria, right?
Yeah, no, they are a very difficult species. I mean, just in general, the management of bison, they require vast amounts of ground, and you know, there's not a lot of places that a bison herd can exist in a free ranging or, you know, wild situation. It's one of the only North American species that has not fully recovered to its historic levels, like pretty much everything else has. And so there is a few places that do have the required, you know, habitat, and they're doing great work trying to get those there. But yeah, there's the areas that we recognize. Utah's got a few places, Montana and Wyoming, those coming out of Yellowstone that naturally migrate are included. Custer State Park, interestingly, when we first started the records, that was the only place you could hunt a bison. And so we've always accepted that. But yeah, it's fairly limited. Alaska's got some opportunities as well, but the logistics of getting out, you know, into remote Alaska and getting a bison back makes it a little problematic for a lot of folks.
Sure. Let me shift to something that we could probably do several shows on. But we've got maybe a couple minutes in which to delve into it. Some of the new technology that's out there, thermal imagery for observation purposes, not hunting, okay? Drones in some states. We just had hogs where it's allowed to use drones. Of course, hogs are not a non-native, and they're not classified as a game animal. Anything that the committee is looking at as far as restricting goes, as far as tipping the scale in favor of the hunter as opposed to it remaining fair chase on electronics or technology?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking at this stuff. And one thing to keep in mind for a lot of folks is, you know, I mean, Texas in certain areas, you guys have to, you have to cull some of these, you know, ranches. You have too many deer. Well, on the other hand, you have some of these states in the West where you may wait 15 or 20 years for a tag. And so BNC always is walking that line of, you know, what may be appropriate in some places is not in others. And if we're going to restrict the technology completely, it's got to just be over the top, you know, to the point where there's just no situation this could be useful. You know, for example, Arizona banned trail cameras. We supported them in that, but we do not support saying, you know, trail cameras are not fair chase. And so it's an ongoing conversation that we're having. And you know, in some cases, I mean, we as hunters are getting pretty darn good. And, you know, if everybody that gets a tag can kill a deer, say, in Montana, I mean, you're eventually going to have to limit the tags. And, you know, as an organization, we feel like taking away that opportunity can be problematic, you know, in hunter recruitment. So we are always looking at the technology and trying to see where, you know, where that line in the sand should be and explaining to hunters why it matters. You know, even if it's legal, it may not always be the best thing for the future of hunting.
Listen, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Indeed. Of all that Boone and Crockett has done and what Justin, his predecessors, and others with the Boone and Crockett Club, you know, bring to the table. Justin, we really appreciate you joining us. Again, their website, boone-crockett.org. Our guest today, Justin Spring, Boone and Crockett Club. Appreciate you, man.
Yep, nice talking to you guys.
Thank you, Justin. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, there's one thing we all know is coming up is next Thursday, the 24th, Thanksgiving. So have a happy one. Have a safe one. If you're out there in the field, just be wary. Okay. November 29th, the Mid-South Port Neches Port Arthur chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Port Arthur. For ticket information, just go to ducks.org. And there's other, you know, fundraisers out there. Do support them now that we can get out. All right. Yep. And go to those events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and much more. And they have kits that have like one of everything in it. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Justin Spring, director of Big Game Records for Boone and Crockett Club. Their website again, Boone-Crockett. Crockett's got two T's, folks.
That's right.
Boone-Crockett.org.
Davy Crockett. Anyway. Well, also, and I was thinking about this, too. They're talking about hinting on scoring and stuff in there, but that also gets you prepared before a hunt to help you judge that animal better.
Without question.
Right?
I mean, with the score sheet, the whole nine yards.
Because you're always like, what am I looking for? Well, here's how you can find it out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do remember that you catch us on Facebook. Get our website in your computer there, TexasOutdoorNews.com. The shows are archived there. A lot of information for you. But, of course, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.